Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there.
Stardate December 9th. The moon and the heart of the lion just miss each other tonight, at least as seen from the United States. As they climb into good view after midnight, the moon and the star Regulus will be separated by just a skosh. The farther north and east your location, the closer together they'll appear. From some spots, they'll be almost touching. And from much of Canada across to northern Norway, they will touch. The moon will occult the star. It'll pass directly in front of Regulus, blocking it from view. The moon can occult Regulus because the star lies almost atop the ecliptic, the sun's path across the sky. The moon stays close to the ecliptic as well, but it does move a few degrees to either side. As a result, occultations of Regulus come in groups. This one is part of a cycle that began earlier this year and will continue through the end of next year. Each occultation is visible from a different part of Earth. In part, that's because each one lasts only a few minutes to a few hours, so the moon and Regulus are below the horizon as seen from much of the world. Also, the moon is so close to us that there's a big difference in the viewing angle across the globe, up to 2 degrees, 4 times the width of the moon itself. From any specific location, sometimes the angle is just right, but more often it's a little off, providing a beautiful close encounter between the moon and the heart of the lion. And we have more sky-watching tips, astronomy news, and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.